56 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets here to start out the week. And let's bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Kind of a strange day here today with the government office closed, so the weekly reports that we normally see on Monday are delayed till tomorrow. Of course, no mail, no banks here today either, but the markets are open and things are actually higher despite some open harvest weather over the weekend and early to start this week. We are seeing some markets higher here. The Commitment of Traders report showed a pretty sizable fund position short on the corn and wheat. That seems to be offering a little support here today and kind of lifting all boats here today. Equity markets also higher. Crude's over a dollar higher. So commodities are starting the week out with a generally higher tone here this morning. We have Dease corn at 343, up 3 1/4. March corn at 352 3/4, up 3 1/4. May corn at 359 3/4, that's up 3 cents. November soybeans at 961 1/4, up 4 1/2. Jan soybeans 967 3/4, up 4 3/4. March beans at 973 3/4, that's up 5. Dease wheat at 401 3/4, up 7. March wheat at 421 1/2, up 6 3/4. May Chicago wheat at 434 1/2, up 5 3/4. December Kansas City wheat 406, up 3. March KC wheat 422 1/2, up 3 cents. Back to the bean products, we have October bean oil at 33.28, that's up 17. December bean oil 33.73, up 42. Excuse me, October meal 299.60, up a dollar. December meal at 301.60, that's up $1.40. Cattle markets are higher to start here. October cattle at 102.10, that's up 22. December cattle 103.47, up 42. October feeder cattle 128.27, that's up 65. November feeder cattle at 123.60, up 82. October lean hogs 50.85, that's up 17. December hogs at 42.42, down 17. Back to the grains here. Of course, interesting week here this morning. Like I said, no reports out here today, but we do have a big report out on Wednesday at 11 a.m. USDA will update supply, demand, and production. So we'll have a lot of moving parts on Wednesday, potential acres changes, potential beginning stocks changes, and then, of course, the market will be really focused on what the USDA does with yield and production. So that'll be the big highlighted newsworthy item of the week. Otherwise, like I said, a little higher start today, and we'll continue to watch harvest progress and harvest reports as the week goes on, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, getting us up to speed on the commodity markets here this morning. 57 degrees at 8:59, and checking around in with current conditions. Temperatures in the low 50s for the most part. Charleston and Mattoon still at 49 degrees, 50 degrees in Gibson City, 51 in Decatur, 57 already in Clinton, and 51 degrees with mostly sunny skies in Tuscola. We're looking for a mostly sunny day here in East Central Illinois. Our high here in Champaign-Urbana, 76 degrees. South winds up to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low 53. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 76 degrees. Looks like the rain in our forecast comes in on Wednesday with afternoon showers, likely a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 75. That rain could linger into Wednesday night as well, but then mostly sunny and cooler for Thursday. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.